name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Please be seated. I have to apologize for those who were already at the Easter Vigil service over at Gilead Church, because this is the same address. So if you were there, bear with me. Today is Easter Sunday, and it also happens to be April Fool's Day, which I find rather ironic. So in the spirit of both, I want to share a story with you. I simply can't resist. This is a story given to me by an elderly gentleman from my former parish in Preston a few years ago. There was an elderly man and his wife. They had been married for many, many years, well over 50 years, and they had saved up much of their life to go on a big trip, their trip of their dreams to the Holy Land. So they went to the Holy Land, and they were having a wonderful, wonderful time. They also were the kind of couple that have been together so many years that she always would say of him, "You never listen to a thing that I say." And he, in turn, would say, "All you do is nag me." So they had that kind of relationship after all those years. So in the middle of their trip, sadly, in Jerusalem, the woman dies. And so the funeral director says to the husband, "You have two choices as I see it. The first is we can fly your wife's body back home to the United States, but it's going to cost you about $5,000 for the airfare. The other option is you could have her buried here in the Holy Land." And the husband thought about it for a while, and he said, "I think I will fly my wife back home." The funeral director was really amazed. He says, "It's $5,000 just for the flight, and then when you get home, you'll still have to pay for the entire funeral. You can do the whole thing here for about $1,000. He said, "Wouldn't it be wonderful to have your wife buried here in the Holy Land?" And he said, "I still want to fly her body home." Perplexed, the funeral director said, "Why would you want to do that and also waste all that money?" And he simply said, "Many, many years ago, a man died here. They buried him, and he was raised from the dead in 3 days. I just can't take that chance." While the story has a cute ending, it touches on a truth that I think resonates, especially with some of us today. This year, we've begun this year here at St. Peter's with a number of significant deaths in the congregation. And so I've been doing some reading on what does Easter feel like sometimes to people who have loved and lost loved ones and are grieving the loss of a loved one. And the articles mostly say that for them, Easter is both a comfort and a disappointment. Because today we celebrate the resurrection of Jesus, which indeed our faith teaches us that all who die in the Lord are with the Lord forever. They've been truly resurrected into eternal life with God. Just like Jesus, they have gone to God. However, in the passage that we just heard, there's a big difference in the story of Jesus' resurrection and those entering eternal life whom we've known and loved. The angel tells the women at the tomb to rush and to tell the disciples Jesus is risen, and he's going ahead of them to meet them in Galilee. The rising of Jesus from the dead keeps this resurrected Jesus in a new body that remains in time and space. Jesus is not the same. He now has a resurrected body, but that body is still able to be experienced by his flesh and blood followers, even though, as we will see in the weeks to come, they don't recognize who he is at first. Unlike the resurrection of Jesus, those whom we love and lost are not resurrected in the same bodily form as Jesus when he came back to see his disciples. So while Easter is the deepest affirmation of our faith that death is defeated by Jesus Christ and can be a comfort for us, the lack of the bodily form of the one we love can also be a painful reminder that our loved one is not here in the same way they have been. Our loved ones may be resurrected with God, but they have not been risen in a way that we can still see and touch them, like Jesus' disciples were able to do with him after he had risen from the dead. So where does resurrection leave us on this Easter Sunday, especially those of us in grief? One image of our encounter with the divine that has always meant a great deal to me is the image of the thin place. Each and every one of us have, at one time or another in our lives, experienced the thin place. It's a space in which we have this distinct sense of the holy, the otherworldly, where we experience the numinous presence of something beyond ourselves. Often in these moments, we will have a physical sensation of tingling through our bodies. It is when the space between the eternal world and this world seems very thin. Those thin places can often be associated with special physical places for us or moments in our lives we've experienced where we have this real sense of God's presence. For me, the Outer Banks of North Carolina and Mackinac Island in Michigan are places where I've had those numinous experiences. Sometimes those deep feelings of the holy lead me literally to tears when the presence of God, the beautiful, the loving, the holy, is simply so strong that I break down and cry. Another place that I experience the thin place is in the sacrament of Holy Communion. In receiving the body and blood of Christ, we enter the thin place of the mystery of Christ's life, death, and resurrection. It can also bring us in touch with the Holy One and those whom we've loved who have died. For me, at table, I feel the real and resurrected presence of my mother, my grandparents, or little Sean, who Art and I lost at age 5. While the resurrected Jesus remained for a time in a resurrected bodily form in this world with his disciples, I invite each of us to enter into the thin place when we receive the body and blood of our Lord this Easter Sunday. In Holy Communion, we are at one with all the communion of saints, those who came before us, those saints in the world now, and all those yet to come. So this is one answer to the question of how we might experience Easter resurrection when we're grieving. An invitation to enter into a thin place, the liminal space between heaven and earth, the place in which we are suspended in God's time and God's love, and for just a fleeting moment experience God's undeniable presence. May our resurrected Lord bring us comfort, sustenance, and support, especially at those times when we keenly feel the losses of our lives. May this Easter be a time for us to affirm our faith that life is stronger than death and love lives well beyond the grave. Unlike the man in the story who did not want to take the chance of his wife rising from the dead if he buried her in Jerusalem, my prayer for you this Easter is that you may encounter our risen Lord in the thin places in your life. In the name of Christ, may this be so.